Today, we're talking about President Biden's latest plan for broad student loan forgiveness, Congress back in session with a long to-do list, the Vatican's release of a document covering hot topics, and other top news for Wednesday, April 10th. Stay informed while remaining focused on Christ with the pour-over today. Here's the quote of the day. The book of nature, which we have to read, is written by the finger of God. Michael Faraday. Let's get started with some espresso shots. President Biden announced new plans to cancel student loan debt on Monday. After the Supreme Court struck down the president's sweeping loan forgiveness proposal last year, the administration is now targeting specific borrowers through the Higher Education Act. The new plan would apply to more than 30 million Americans and would cancel, first, up to $20,000 in interest for those who owe more than they originally borrowed. Second, interest for those in income repayment plans making less than $120,000 per year. Third, loans for those eligible for, but not enrolled in, forgiveness programs. Fourth, debt for borrowers who've repaid for more than 20 years. And fifth, debt for borrowers who attended programs with low financial value. From here, the Education Department will release a formal proposal, and legal pushback is likely, particularly from critics who say it undermines the Supreme's ruling. No matter your stance on loan forgiveness, Christians are called to manage their own finances with wisdom and to give generously. Pray for guidance in doing both. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 says, "Instruct those who are rich in the present age not to be arrogant or to set their hope on the uncertainty of wealth, but on God, who richly provides us with all things to enjoy." Congress's spring break is over, and the pre-recess to-do list is long. At the top of the House's list are long-delayed military aid packages for Ukraine and Israel, renewal of a domestic surveillance program, reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration, and funding Baltimore's Key Bridge reconstruction. Eyes are on Speaker Mike Johnson, who will negotiate controversial legislation with a razor-thin Republican majority and another threat from his right flank to de-gavel him for working with Democrats. In the upper chamber, articles of impeachment for Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, which were passed by the House in February, should land on senators' desks today. Majority Leader Schumer is expected to call for a simple majority vote to dismiss the charges before moving on to TikTok legislation, rail safety, and tax cuts for working families and corporations. Here's a verse to consider when you're getting down to business. Whatever you do, do it from the heart, as something done for the Lord and not for people, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24. The Vatican released a declaration about human dignity on Monday, loaded with hot topics. Infinite Dignity, the 20-page doctrinal document, 5 years in the making, newly articulates the Catholic Church's stance regarding gender theory and surrogacy. It rejects attempts to change one's biological sex, except in cases of genital abnormalities, saying it risks threatening the unique dignity the person has received from the moment of conception, and opposes surrogacy through which the immensely worthy child becomes a mere object. The document also restates the Church's well-known opposition to abortion, euthanasia, poverty, war, human trafficking, the death penalty, forced migration, and other grave violations of human dignity. Several Catholic leaders in the U.S. praised the document. It also received swift criticism from advocates for LGBTQ+ Catholics. Discussing controversial issues can lead to strained relationships and hurt feelings. Christians can demonstrate God's love by showing understanding and compassion as we engage with others and seek to be faithful to God's word. Colossians 4, verse 6 says, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you should answer each person." What would you do if you were falsely accused of murder? For Hannah Overton, that question isn't hypothetical. Hannah was a regular mom of four in Texas when, out of the blue, she was falsely accused of murder. Hannah was shocked by the lies, and as a firm believer, she knew that God would come to her rescue and never let those rumors spread. But the exact opposite happened. Hannah eventually stood before a jury of her peers and heard them sentence her to life in prison. This was a terrible mistake. How could God have let her down? But Hannah would soon discover that God had a plan all of his own. Listen to Hannah's entire story on episode number 16 on the Compelled podcast, titled Falsely Accused of Murder and Sentenced to Life in Prison. Listen on your podcast app or at compelledpodcast.com. In other brews, here's a rapid round of updates. Former President Trump declined to endorse a national abortion ban on Monday, saying instead it should be left up to the states and encouraging his supporters to vote. Yesterday, Arizona's Supreme Court upheld an 1864 law banning abortion at any stage unless there's a risk to the mother's life, drawing fierce blowback from Democrats. Since Zuckerberg canceled the cage match, Elon Musk has instead decided to fight Brazil. A Brazilian Supreme Court judge ordered certain X accounts blocked for spreading fake news, but Musk, a self-proclaimed free speech absolutist, said he'll unrestrict them. Sunday, the justice launched an inquiry into Musk himself and imposed fines on X. Musk replied, "Principles matter more than profit." A dark sun really brightened some local economies. From sold-out Airbnbs to packed restaurants, Monday's solar eclipse brought an estimated $6 billion in economic activity to the path of totality. If you want to reuse your special glasses, you'd better book a hotel in North Dakota or Montana for 2044 soon. Uncle Sam is betting you can't have just one chip source. The U.S. pledged $11.6 billion in grants and loans towards the construction of Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company's third factory in Phoenix, Arizona. Chips are in everything from microwaves to military systems, and Washington wants to be less reliant on overseas manufacturing. UConn won its second consecutive men's basketball championship Monday, defeating Purdue 75-60. The Huskies are now 6-0 all-time in championships and have won 12 consecutive tournament games by double digits. Meanwhile, the women set another new record as 18.7 million people watched Sunday's women's final, making it the most watched basketball game of any kind, NBA included, since 2019. And that's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts app, give us a 5-star rating and drop a review. If you're listening on Spotify, give us a follow and hit the notification bell to never miss a new episode. We appreciate your support and hope you have a great day. We'll see you on Friday.